Economics, behind the numbers. What's keeping Thai bankers awake at night? If you think Thai banks have been competing fiercely in the past few years, you are absolutely correct. But no, their toughest competitors have not been ASEAN banks seeking dominance as the ASEAN economic community draws closer in 2015. Nor have they been Chinese banks looking to expand into this region. Surprisingly, the most unforeseen yet aggravating competitors are those that have shared home turf with Thai commercial banks for almost 100 years. The government-backed specialized financial institutions, or SFIs. These state-backed institutions have been growing at a breathtaking rate. Back in 2003, commercial banks' loans were 4.6 times those of SFIs, and deposits were 4.8 times. 8 years later, the same figures were 2.7 and 2.6 times, respectively. These figures translate to a 27% share for SFIs in the loan and deposit market at the end of 2011, compared with 18% back in 2003. That's a 50% increase in their market share. So it's not Malaysian, Singaporean, or Chinese banks that keep Thai bankers up at night. Among the six government banks, the Government Savings Bank, or GSB, is in the forefront with a phenomenal growth rate that puts the phrase "eat my dust" into perspective. The GSB's average annual loan growth rate over the past 3 years was a whopping 28%. In 2009 alone, when most banks slowed lending due to the subprime crisis, the GSB loan book grew by almost 40%, expanding in all directions. GSB deposits, meanwhile, averaged 29.5% annual growth in the past 3 years and 31% in 2009. Compare those figures with 7.4%, the best loan growth of a commercial bank in 2009, or 13%, the maximum deposit growth in the same year. Even in the banner year of 2010, maximum loan and deposit growth rates for commercial banks were 32% and 14%, respectively. The exceptional growth rates of the SFIs have redefined one fundamental economic concept, the crowding out effect. Conventional wisdom holds that expansionary government policy, that is, more spending and more deficits, will draw out loanable funds in the financial markets, causing market interest rates to be sticky or, at worst, to rise. Lately, more and more Thai government policies have been funded through off-budget accounts, SFIs included. So looking at government deficits alone for evidence of the crowding out effect is so 1980s. We must now take into account the competition SFIs pose in the loanable funds market. In 2011, the GSB's deposits increased by 345 billion baht, while total SFI deposits increased by 535 billion. These numbers are equivalent to a full year of government bond issues. The planned budget deficit for fiscal 2012 is 400 billion baht, and possibly another 300 billion in 2013. Even though the government is trying to reduce its deficit, GSB deposits could absorb more funds at an increasing rate. Assuming the average growth rate persists, we could be looking at 450 billion baht in 2011 and 580 billion in 2012 of fund absorption by the GSB. So during this downward interest rate cycle, do not expect market rates to automatically move with the policy rate. When funds are tough to find, interest rates must remain high. Simple as that.